Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. Time once again for You Big Dummy. This is when we gather up all the true stories of real dummies doing dumb stuff. We read them, we vote on them. Hey, if you would like to read a dummy story, find a link to a dummy story, send it to Dan at nickdshow@gmail.com. nickdshow@gmail.com. We'll work it out. You'll record it. You'll be on the air with us, and you'll get some Lou Malnati. So check it out. Yeah. Greatest theme song in television history. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A man suspected of stealing from two Alaska businesses was delayed in his getaway by locking his keys in his car. In addition, a call to help open the car led to his identification. Surveillance video of the burglary led police to seek a warrant for 27-year-old Joseph Michael Barrera, who is suspected of stealing tools, stereo equipment, and other property from a laundry and a fitness business. The January 6th video shows a man carrying items from the businesses into his car, then pulling his car closer to the door. Later, a cab arrives to to help the man unlock the door. From the cab company, police obtained Barrera's cell phone number and name. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports police recovered $3,500 worth of tools stolen from the laundry in the trunk of his car.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Number two. A Rhode Island official has resigned after she made a man dress up as an elderly woman for a press conference. What? Sue Stenhouse, a now former executive director of senior services for Cranston, disguised a man who works for the senior center by putting him in a wig, floral shirt, and makeup before a press conference. She did it in order to boost support for a plan to help seniors combat bad weather, according to the journal. For some extra convincing, she also wore a handwritten name tag that said, Cranston Senior Home Resident. Stenhouse told NBC 10 that their original story was a big lie after they aired a piece claiming the elderly woman was actually a man and then later said that she did not have to comment. On Thursday, she shared a post on Facebook written by one of her supporters that acknowledged the stunt but defended her actions. Stenhouse thanked the author for that post.
Well, if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. Here's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Dummy number three. That was like a ghost. Like a ghost dummy. Dummy number three. A valet at a Florida business learned a valuable lesson about joyriding when a customer's Lamborghini burst into flames in the middle of the road. Witnesses said the $400,000 sports car caught fire when the driver revved the engine too hard while driving past crowds of people on Lincoln Road. The witness, Tony Miranda, said in an Instagram post, "Guy revving his Lambo like an idiot and it catches fire on Lincoln Road." At least two videos surfaced on YouTube showing the car on fire in the street. One video shows the flames being put out before a group of men helped the valet push the car up the road. It is not clear whether the valet lost his job or is facing any charges for the incident.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. A North Carolina restaurant owner apologized for bringing a roadkill deer into the eatery, saying the animal's meat was never meant for sale. A woman contacted police on Sunday after taking pictures of someone taking a roadkill deer into a restaurant in Concord. Health department investigators arrived to find the deer being butchered. Oh, God! We were not selling the deer, the restaurant manager said. I tried to take it because I never cooked deer before. Oh, my God! Health department officials supervised the restaurant being cleaned after the incident and promised to keep an eye out on the restaurant in the future. How do they not close that place down?
Wait. It's just deer meat.
It's a road. It's got hit by a semi. It's on the road.
It probably had, wash it or
probably
cook
had
it.
Flies on it and stuff. Yeah. It's roadkill. Oh, man.
Dummy.
Yeah.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number five. Sorry. Dummy number five. Taxi driver in China was caught driving his vehicle with a wrench instead of a steering. What is this, Mad Max? What's going on here? Was that Furiosa? Was Furiosa driving that taxi? With a wrench instead of a steering wheel, which had fallen off. Media reports reported the driver was taking the vehicle to a repair shop 14 miles away, and he didn't want to pay for a tow truck. The stunt ended up failing to save the man any money. He was fined $40 by the police.
Dummy.
All right. Okay, we have to vote after we break here. good batch, Dan. Good batch of dummies. All right, we got to vote, but we got weather, we got traffic and a break, and then we'll come back and vote. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Friday morning, all our regular stuff is happening. We got Straight Out of Context. Nick D Show Spies coming up. We got to finish up with You Big Dummy. All right, we got to vote. All right, are we all ready to vote? Okay, here we go. Here are the dummies to choose from. We got the dummy who locked himself out of his car, out of his getaway car, and then called up a cab to help him. You got the dummy who dressed up a man as an old woman to support her initiative. We got the dummy valet who took a patron's Lamborghini out for a joyride. We got the dummy who brought in a roadkill deer into his restaurant. And then the dummy who drove his car with a wrench after the steering wheel fell off. Man, this is I'm having a difficult time. I don't know about you guys, but I'm having a difficult time choosing on this one. Dan, where are you going?
You know, I love the idea of a laundry slash gym. I always love those. There was one at Irving in California for a little while.
So like you work out while you're
while your laundry's going. Yeah. And I went towards the cross-dressing guy, mm-hmm. and then I was leaning more towards the cab driver who was drenched. But actually, your dramatic reading of the deer story, I think, puts it over the top for me, so I will go with the roadkill deer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm repulsed by that story. I really am. I can't believe that. Oh, we'll keep an eye out on this restaurant. Really? You're not going to shut it down for at least a week? They would just keep an eye on this restaurant who was bringing roadkill deer into the kitchen and butchering it. What the hell? All right, Esmeralda, what's next? What do you got?
I would say the deer, but I think it's fine.
Okay.
It got hit on the outside. You're not going to eat the skin.
I don't know. I don't. I just think there's something wrong with you, Esmeralda. I've never thought that. This is the first time in the months that you've been doing the show. This is the first time where I think there might be something wrong with you.
It's some lovely venison. You can't just throw it away.
How do you know it was lovely? It could have been It could have been like what? It could have been Tommy Boy.
It's been
how do you know?
Tenderized.
It's been tenderized
by that truck.
Okay, it was tenderized by a truck. Okay. Remind me never to come over for a meal at your house, Esmeralda. Thank you. Not that you would ever invite me over for dinner, but...
Well, not anymore. Just going to make some venison, but no.
All right. I got to go with the deer, too. I don't know if I've ever been so sort of shocked and repulsed by a dummy story. So that's our winner this week. You got a dummy story? Hey, send it to us, nickdshow@gmail.com. All right? All right, here we go. Oops. You better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context.
Straight out of context. You listen to this radio station 24/7, somebody's bound to say something that you can pull out of context, and it sounds dirty and giggly. Jot down all the info. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
First up, Tim heard this one of Wendy.
Hey, how about a little something, something?
Right.
Next up, Eric submitted this one of Ryan Burrow.
They weigh every single ball.
Okay.
Doug emailed this one of Patty.
Give us the business.
Wow. Okay.
This next one. All right. It's an opus of sorts. It's a long one. Doesn't require any editing. It's between Bill and Wendy, and it was sent to us by Mark in Lockport and Tim.
A lot of times you rub it because there's nothing else to do with it. It's
I guess. Yeah.
It's as hard as a rock. It's kind of amazing, really.
It is. No, it's the ultimate amazing.
I know. But so I guess if I was rubbing it, I'd be like, oh, God, I'm so full. This thing's getting big. It's hard to sleep.
Right.
I don't think anybody just touched it.
Good for you.
What the hell was that? What in God's name was that? That was like 10 seconds long, right?
Oh, it was like 25.
25 straight seconds
right, of
out of context.
Right. Would you like to know the context?
Yeah, I think I need to.
They were talking about pregnancy and how hard a woman's stomach gets.
Okay. All right.
It fills up. Makes it hard to sleep.
Yeah.
It was unreal.
Okay. All right.
Jesse heard this one of Esmeralda.
Those are his big ones.
Hello. Those are his big ones, Esmeralda. Okay. Next.
Keith emailed the next couple ones. First one is of you, Nick.
Are you all funked up and ready to go? Okay.
Next up is Andrea.
Love you long time.
What the hell? Okay.
Next one, Mary Vandeveld.
Jimmy was always a little quick, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
And a quick little tease, Vic Vaughn just sent me one that will air next week that I cannot believe happened.
Okay.
Mary Vandeveld. So
okay.
Stay tuned. All right, now we have another long one from Bill and Wendy.
Bill and Wendy, okay.
This is Tony in Milwaukee.
I would have to touch it.
I think he would let you.
I don't think so.
If you asked kindly, if you said, look, I know you got to focus on the game, but could I just quickly just feel and see if it's what I'm hoping it is? I think he'd let you.
I wouldn't do it during a game. I have the utmost respect for him.
Good God. Who were they talking about?
Coach Q's mustache.
Oh, okay. All right.
Joe and Eric sent in this one of Wendy.
Got any sausage?
Oh. All right.
Harold heard this one of Esmeralda.
If you get a big enough one, you can put like a saddle on them. Just go.
That was during our very educational conversation about pandas.
Oh, I was hoping the saddle bit would have made it not go to there, but I guess it did.
Okay.
A little bit later in that conversation, Harold heard this of you and Esmeralda.
Is it supposed to be oiled up and stuff?
Yeah, inside. Oh, man. All right.
Kevin brings this one of you.
Here's a little tip for you. Oh, okay. Okay.
Steve texted in this one of you.
Ideally, you'll want to squeeze some of the juice out every so often. That was a cleaning tip, by the way. That's what that was. Okay.
Harold sent in this one of you. Oh, Esmeralda, excuse me.
Uh-oh.
I'd rather eat it.
Uh-huh. Yes. We all know that about Esmeralda. Okay, next.
Kevin and Tim sent this one of you.
And I opened up my back door. All right.
And finally, Tim, Mark, and Dirty Dave heard this one of Wendy.
It's not like I can whip it out.
Hello. All right, at least that last one from Wendy wasn't 38 seconds long. Okay, all right, we got a break. News is up next, and after the news, we got some Nick D Show spies, and then Fly Jams Friday will commence. We'll be right back.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. 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 Like us.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. Opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. You can request some Fly Jams. It'll be coming up in just a few minutes. And you can also check us out at facebook.com/Nick D Show. That was Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7 whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity. Jot down all the info, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and then you become a spy. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
We have two. First one sent in by Tim, Brian, and JD from South Bend. We had mentioned a little bit earlier that you'll be screening Groundhog's Day as part of your film club. Stephen Tobosky is going to try to participate. He was actually on with Bill and Wendy earlier this week, and they gave a plug to the film club, and Stephen gave a few more details.
We are talking with Stephen Tobolowsky. You may not know the name, but you sure know the face, and you know the acting ability. Known for roles in Memento, Groundhog Day. If I can just say, for those of you who listen to Nick DiGilio late night, he's going to do a screening of the movie Groundhog's Day on Groundhog's Day. Stephen, of course, is in that movie, Needle Nose Ned, and it's part of Nick's film club. So Tuesday, February 2nd, Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. You can find out more information on Nick DiGilio Film Club on Facebook.
And at my film club, Stephen, we're showing Keep My Grave Open, where you play Robert the Stable Boy, and that's going to be November 8th. So fly in for that.
I have two shout-outs here. One to Nick DiGilio. I've been talking to Nick via the Internet, and I am going to try to Skype into his film club.
Nice.
On Groundhog Day. So show up, and I'm going to try to show up on the screen.
There you go. So Stephen Tobolowsky. By the way, we were going to have Stephen on the show, right, Dan? We're having him on a week from tonight.
Yes, a week from tonight.
Yeah, all right. Esmeralda, Stephen Tobolowsky, he's so awesome.
He's so dreamy.
He is. So we'll talk to Stephen about his fantastic career, his latest stuff, and then prepare everybody for Groundhog Day on the 2nd. And you know, we're relying on technology to Skype him into that theater. Looks like it's going to happen, but he's on board. So, all right, that was cool. All right, thank you, Bill and Wendy, by the way, for mentioning that. That was very nice of you guys to plug my film club, you know, in the daylight hours. That's very cool. Very, very nice of you guys, and I thank you for that when you aren't talking about penises and stuff. That's great. Okay, Dan, what's the next spy?
Your film club actually kind of comes up in this next spy.
I think I'm finally going to get to go spend my perfect birthday at the outlet malls over there.
Was it last year you did that? When did
I
you
did
do that,
that for a date night.
Oh, for a date night you did that, right. Yeah.
But I have been promised since Mother's Day of last year that we would go to Fogo de Chão, which is the Brazilian steakhouse there,
right.
And then I get to do some shopping. And I
right.
said, really? That's what you and the boys are... What are you guys going to do while I'm shopping? Go see a movie at MovieCo with Nick DiGilio?
Probably. Nick does a traveling movie club that he'll specialize to your birthday to fit your needs. He does that, sure.
I would like that.
Okay. I don't even want to know what movie Wendy would want to see at her if she could have a specific movie club thing. All right.
Spies.
Like us. Like us. Like us. Like us.
Spies.
Like us.
Hey.
Yeah.
Spies.
Like us.
All right, listen 24/7 whenever anybody mentions me or the
show. Spies Like Us makes me laugh so hard.
Jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com.